how much of this drug do you got to take?
Bye-bye. You gone.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, I got some good news for Warrior fans. We need Thundercats. The Warriors are the second most likely team, according to Bet Online, to land Al Horford. 5-1 odds to land Al Horford. Second behind the New York Knicks, who are 4-1. All right. There's two more players that the... I don't know why you guys are laughing.
I'm not laughing.
You can stop asking that question.
1, 2, 3. Chris Paul is linked to the Warriors again. Just behind Phoenix, Sacramento, and the Clippers.
Let's just go dig Lincoln up Tuesday.
They have the fourth highest odds to
We've been there and done that.
Okay, and here you go. Here's your future franchise player, DeAndre Ayton, right behind the Lakers. The Warriors are 4-1 to get DeAndre Ayton.
So the Lakers are the only team in front of them.
Correct.
Oh, that would get my juices going. Man.
DeAndre Ayton.
I know how to look past, dude.
You know how to look past the league's biggest underachiever over the last 6 years.
Real quick, Zonny, Andrew Wiggins. If I asked you how many rebounds you think he averaged in his career, what would your answer be?
Four.
11 years in the league.
4.5.
Oh my God, you must have just looked at it. That is 5. I don't know why they put 4.5 just to round
He wishes.
Up. Man.
Is it 4.5 or is it 4.4?
4.5.
Okay. Well, we're trying to figure it out with the Warriors. I don't understand the panic.
Well, you lost Looney, and
I don't understand the panic.
No, I'm serious, man. TJD, they got to be right now. It's his role to be the starting center.
What about Post?
I don't think he has enough junk, and he come off the bench, and he's going to contribute. He joined the show, you and I, not too long ago. But the bottom line is, Downey, he physically is not ready to have that role, I don't believe.
At 25.
No.
Physically still not there, huh?
No, he said he told us he was in the lab, in the gym, trying to get stronger.
Well, why wouldn't he do that at 20?
There's two sides to the floor,
Sonny. He should have been doing that at 20.
Well.
Like all the young players. I'm kidding.
No, I know you are.
Let's go to Spencer in Oakland. Hey, Spencer. How's it going, man?
It's going good. It was my second call in today.
Oh.
You guys are definitely my, you know, whether I'm listening in the car on the radio or just jotting around on Odyssey, I'm always listening. And
cool.
I wanted to jump in because I feel like people are missing the trade deadline. It never needed to happen this offseason when we're talking about Kuminga. It never needed to happen this offseason. I think we're going to see a lot of teams, you know, dreams come true or not for the coming season by the trade deadline. And there's going to be teams that, you know, are interested in a potential sign and trade. Like I do have faith in Dunleavy. I think he's shown himself to be a very capable GM. And I think whether or not it's this off season or whether or not it's, you know, coming at the trade deadline, you know, maybe Steve can get a little bit out of him in the year to up his value. But I also think people are underestimating the impact of Jimmy Butler on Jonathan Kuminga. I really liked when we watched those press conferences, you know, can they play together? And Jimmy came out and was very captain-like and said, you know, we're going to make it work and we're going to find a way. I think people underestimate the value of having a Jimmy Butler on the team to be able to kind of influence that young man, hopefully in a positive direction. And you know, if that's the case, I mean, I still think somebody's going to tender him something. Is it going to be $25 million a year? No, but I certainly think he's worth more than the tender the Warriors put forward as a starting tender.
Yeah, I'd
be pretty surprised if nobody came forward with 10 or 15.
Yeah, no, that's just a tender that is the number that he would be set to make as the 7th pick 5 years in. So yes, that number's kind of a locked in number, and yes, I would expect him to make more than 7.9 once he signs an extension, if he does sign an extension. So, but the 7.9 is just the tender, which means the Warriors still control what's going on with Kuminga. Now, as somebody pointed out, the Bucks rescinded their qualifying offer to Ryan Rollins. I got to believe that means he's a free agent. And I don't anticipate the Warriors do something like that with Kuminga, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know whether they're okay with bringing him back. I don't know if he's okay with coming back.
Am I wrong to think the longer this goes that,
I mean,
makes me feel like he's coming back?
I don't, like, maybe. I don't, like, that's hard for me to answer because, you know, something could materialize a week from now, a month from now. But we knew there was not a market for him, and it had nothing to do with him. Yeah. It had to do with the market. Nobody had money this year. And so, like, and you know what? The Warriors knew nobody had money this year. That's why they probably didn't panic last year and said, fine, let him become a restricted free agent.
Okay,
we still have all his rights. We can still do anything we want with him. And whether people realize it or not, it's a cold business.
No, that ask Dame Lillard. I mean, who's got the money, and he'll land on his feet, no pun intended. But I'll say this, Donnie. So if reports are true, and let's just say GP2 is done, you're going to lose Looney. GP2 is not here, if that's in fact true. And then you're going to let Kuminga walk? Like, who fills those shoes? And you're going to, I know, Guru, you're asking to taste a meal and I just start cooking, but my gosh.
I don't know. I mean, you lose Looney, you lose Gary Payton II.
Your best on-ball defender.
Was he? I mean, he was not like.
No, I'm not saying he had the best year in the world, but Steiny,
like, do you,
when he's rolling, so he's a difference maker.
Who?
GP2. Different.
Who?
He contributes. That's all.
Okay, fine. You can get guys to contribute. Right. I mean, like, I think that's part of the problem, is it feels like some people are emotionally attached to guys that just aren't helping us as much as we need them to anymore. God love Looney. He's a 15-minute per game player.
But if he needed to play him 28, you could.
Right. And that meant something went wrong. Like, you don't want to play Looney 28 minutes. Like, Gary Payton II.
Now, what if I told you right now Looney's going to average 25 minutes in New Orleans? You wouldn't be floored.
I would bet my life savings on that.
No?
I don't think he's ever played 25 minutes a game. I think he's closer to being done than in his prime. But
oh, man. He ain't even hit 30 yet. I'm just 29. Wow, Steiny. I think he's got a lot of basketball left, man. And how many rebounds, even this last year, to where he kept possessions alive and gave guys like Steph a second, third chance? Like, we can't ignore that. Okay, so we don't need that. See you later. Thanks for what you've done, Kevon Looney. But don't take that for granted.
You bring everybody back, you're not going to be better. Yeah. Like, you have to try to get better.
Right. And maybe it's unfair that I'm not panicking, but I am curious, and I'm starting with Looney, who's not an ultra star of, okay, you think you can let that go? Let's see how you replace that. Good luck with that. And GP2, the same thing. And I ain't going to lie, Snyder, you weren't here. I was lightweight shocked that would you be surprised if he is a Warrior, GP2? Like, I'll believe it when I see it.
This is one of those things where I'm sorry. You lose Looney. You lose Gary Payton II. This is the hardest thing I've ever said. Huh. So what? Mm. I mean, really, we got three centers. Looney was the third. Gary Payton II has been banged up ever since he was a Warrior. Sure, I like him.
Well, they already said bye to him a couple years ago and he came back, but I hear you.
Let's go to City Boy.
What's up,
City? How you doing, man?
What up, guys? How you doing?
Help us out.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because fans want instant gratification. We want things to happen immediately, you know. And, I mean, I fall into that trap. You know, I wanted to see us go make a big splash immediately. But the Warriors are being pragmatic. They're sitting back. They're letting the dust settle. And there's going to be moves that they can make. But they're not going to be in a rush, and they're not going to make a bad deal. And the longer they wait, the things that are available will get cheaper. You know, and I mean, that's what the Warriors need, right? So I think we will see a move made, and I think it could be Al Horford. It could be De'Anthony Melton coming back. I don't know. He didn't sign yet with anybody, right?
Don't think so.
you know, so those are two names. And I think what they're doing, and, you know, what Matt said was exactly right about Looney and GP2. You know, it's sad to say because we love them, you know, for what they did here and what they gave to this organization. These guys are specialists. The Warriors are trying to get off all the specialists. Mm. How many specialists can you have? How many one-dimensional players can you have on a roster? And how many guys that can't shoot? You know, the thing about bringing Jimmy in is we added another non-three-point shooter. As great as Jimmy is, you added another non-shooter to a team with a bunch of non-shooters. So now you have to figure out a way to add people that are going to complement the current roster. And Al Horford, for instance, is a perfect example. I mean, yeah, you know, we probably don't want Al playing more than 18, 23 minutes, something like that. But he's going to give you a good 18, 23 minutes, and he's going to do the right things. And, you know, Kuminga, it's funny, Matt, you know, you're talking about Thompson. How, you know, Kuminga, for one thing, obviously doesn't have the basketball background, the depth of background as a guy like Thompson. The other thing is he came in to play for a championship organization, and he also plays in probably plays in the most difficult system to play in, you know. So that's an uphill battle for him. I think he's still learning. And I'll tell you what, there's no way they're trading him before they can get the full dollar value for him either. So I think, you know, I think he's going to play. And by the way, how many games are Jimmy and Steph going to miss this year? Wow. 20 each at least, you know? And how many games together are they going to miss? So Kuminga's going to get opportunity. Yes, he'll be a third option offensively if both of those guys are playing. But I think he said he was okay with being a third option. I think he said, I want to be a future All-Star. But I think he said, as of now, like, he's okay with being a third option for a year or two. But as we all know, he's going to be a second or a first option, you know, 40 nights a year, something like that.
Probably.
So, I mean, so he's going to, you know, he'll get opportunity. And he'll hopefully flourish in that within that opportunity. And when he does, his value will increase. And then we can get full dollar value with him after like December or something like that. So then we'll revisit the situation. Maybe we love him and we say we want to keep him. Maybe his value increases and we can package him with a pick or two and go get a big fish that may become available at the deadline. So I think the Warriors are leaving themselves options. They're doing the right thing. I do like the idea of bringing in a Horford, and I would love to see a Vucevic paired with him. I mean, I know I've said that before, and I'm beating a dead horse, but the longer nobody picks up Vucevic, the cheaper you can get him. And if I could, you know, I know you said nobody wants Hield or nobody wants Pods, but, you know, you do what we did when we took D'Angelo Russell, right? You sweeten the pot with a first-round pick. You say, take Moody, take a first-round pick, and, you know, and we'll take Vucevic, right?
City boy.
So,
oh, go ahead.
You know,
You're on fire. I just got to throw this name at you. We have some fun. When you hear DeAndre Ayton, you say no?
Well, that's another non-shooter, right? I mean, I, you know, in a perfect world, sure, he would do some good things for us. But the guy rebounds, and we need that. And he can defend, and we need that. Mm. The problem is if you have him on the floor with Draymond and Jimmy, you have three non-shooters. You know, geez, I don't know. I mean, anyway, and he doesn't stretch the floor. They're going to pack the paint against the Warriors and play a zone. That's how they got away with all those zones against us in the playoffs because they didn't respect our shooting.
Appreciate it, City.
Yeah, he got him off. Yeah, he didn't laugh, but I get you. So, boy, how did we go from the Splash Brothers, Jordan Poole being a splash cousin, and now all we got is Steph to shoot trays? Boy.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, on Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Listen, if in the next hour, there's an announcement that the Warriors have acquired Al Horford, they're better. Then they got better. They got off Looney, and they have Horford. Horford's better than Looney.
All right.
And not only that, what I'm most scared about with Ayton is Kerr won't play him. He's got too many deficiencies.
But why?
Horford.
He's 40 years old. Why are you? I'm just asking, why are you not? I'm waiting. You could have got there. I'll cut you off. Why are you not worried about how many games he can play?
I am. Mm. I'm just looking at Steve Kerr, who is, to my way of thinking, far more likely to play Horford than Ayton. And do I like the idea of Horford? Not really. No, he's 39. He's 39.
That
but
is,
He's better than Looney.
And every shot doesn't have to City Boy's point, have to be a three. Aiden got 15, 20-footer. He hits him. He's wet from there. Top of the key.
How come they bought him out then?
Because he's an ass.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's a what?
Oh boy.
According to Alex Pavlovich of NBC Sports Bay Area, the Giants have picked up the 2026 option on Bob Melvin.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm not.
Oh, no.
I kind of thought Aiden was coming or somebody, but baseball. All right, Bo Mel. And Bo Mel, you're right. You don't hit. You don't pitch. But you should have got thrown out when they were reviewing that cockamamie call.
They made the right call. So you get thrown out on a right call?
No, don't penalize us. Give us the homer and make the home team. It's your fans, so you may ban them. But anyway, good for Bo Mel,
I guess. You know what's funny is just the other day, I think it was John Shea in the Chronicle.
Oh, and also, by the way, the Lakers are in the running now for Al Horford.
Oh, but this is a free agent destination.
Evan, is
I'm kidding.
So Aiden must really be done. 39-year-old fashion.
Wow. Funny is, like yesterday, I'm pretty sure John Shea asked Posey about Melvin.
Okay.
Gave him a vote of confidence and put the exclamation point on it with picking up that option. Yeah. Okay.
That's got to feel good.
For who?
Melvin.
Oh, I thought you meant John.
No, like, and not that you deserved it. Yeah, we got something going.
Not that he deserved an extension, but he got it.
No, but he was getting a little heat, but now he's like, I'm going to be here. It ain't magic. I'm not going to be here. Bowman, I was like, I'm going to be here.
So I forget, like, oh, that's right. He ended up, Birdsong threw at the guy. See, what I think is Birdsong threw at the guy. That meant Melvin galvanized the clubhouse, and then he got a contract extension. So something good didn't come out of that awful decision to plunk a guy from the Miami Marlins. That's called telling on yourself, too. I'm going to hit a guy from the Marlins.
Then it was 5-0. They tied it up.
Hit somebody on a team worth hitting.
Well, they're playing playing their tails off now.
Yeah, you know what? Thanks a lot, Hayden Birdsong. You really jump-started the Marlins. Way to go, Bob Melvin.
They won the first two.
Yeah. They're 8-2 over the last 10. Let's go to Tim is in Jacksonville. Hey Tim, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm usually in North Carolina. I'm visiting my mom.
Oh yeah, it's the Kaminga guy. Talk to us, Tim. Hey, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, what are y'all doing, guys? Y'all do know restricted free agency. There has been about 4 to 5 teams show interest in Kaminga. There are only 2 restricted free agents with a big name. It's Josh Giddey and it's Jonathan Kaminga. Giddey isn't signed either, guys. Y'all know that his agent, his representative, can meet with each of those teams that have shown interest. They then put a package together to present to the Warriors to try and get him there. I mean, how are we taking the fact that something hasn't happened within 24 hours as a referendum that he sucks and nobody wants him? Guys, we've all said, everybody leading up to this, restricted free agency takes time. Y'all do realize Kaminga does have a little bit of power here. He can drag this out. He can meet with different people. And then they propose something to the Warriors. I mean, guys, we are utilizing today. This is the problem, right? Why, if you guys were on the air today talking about, hey, look, it's going to take some time, it's going to be this, it's going to be that, then the callers would follow your lead. But we are utilizing the fact that something hasn't happened in 24 hours to absolutely lambaste him. Guys, I guarantee you this isn't happening in Chicago for Giddey. Restricted free agency takes time.
Tim.
You know what I mean? That's not a referendum.
Yeah, Tim.
It's not a referendum that nobody wants him, guys.
Don't hang up, Tim.
Doing?
Don't hang up and don't take it out on us. I know you're a big Kaminga fan, and so I am. But hold on. In the era of information at your doorstep, all that stuff would have crept out. And you might be right. But don't sit here and act like this is hunky-dory for the Golden State Warriors, and this man is not a problem. They don't know what to do, Tim. So don't sit here and act like we're supposed to tell you 20 teams have called him to go out on a date when there hadn't been a report of one. And I'm rooting for Kuminga, but you can't do that. And nobody's lambasting him. There's no reports to him. Nobody's asking him out. And I'm rooting for the kid. But don't call us and make us out like we're doing him a disservice. Something's going on. And the Warriors are frustrated. And Kuminga's probably frustrated. But don't act like we're doing him a disservice. If there were teams lined up, Tim, that stuff would have crept out. There hasn't been one team outside of the Kings linked to Kuminga. And now that ship has sailed.
Guru, it has been the Chicago Bulls, the Miami Heat, and the New Orleans Pelicans. What are you talking
about?
Well,
the Heat bowed out today, T.
What are we doing?
Allegedly, the Heat have bowed out today from the Kuminga sweepstakes. I'm just telling you, you're talking to a Kuminga fan. I'm rooting for him. But just admit something's going on. This whole situation's backed up. It needs X-Lax. Something's going on, Tim. Everybody's not against Kuminga, man. Just keep it real. That's all.
I'm not saying y'all against them. I'm just saying we all know why everybody has said restricted free agency takes time. Why are we not saying the same thing about Josh Giddey, guys?
Because nobody cares about Josh Giddey. Nobody cares about Giddey.
All I'm saying is it is proof that it takes time, Guru. That's all I'm saying.
All right, I got
you,
Tim.
What the hell is going on?
Hey, Tim, I want him to stay on the team. So I hope nothing happens. I'm hoping he stays on the team. But he had that energy like we're throwing rocks at Kuminga, and we're not. The scoreboard right now looks like nobody's asking him to dance outside of the Warriors. I don't think that's too far-fetched.
No,
Sacramento was interested while you were gone, Stani.
I mean, look, when Dunleavy gave the quote, we'd like to get something done sooner rather than later, but we know restricted free agency can – like, I'm actually – and if I've been I'm with Tim. Like, I know why something hasn't happened yet, because the Warriors aren't going to bid against themselves. They've got to try to exhaust every avenue. And I guess my thing is they had all last season to extend Kuminga. Excuse me. They had all last season to extend Kuminga, and they didn't. So what made anybody think that they were going to be able to reach terms with him immediately to avoid restricted free agency? Like, they couldn't find a number last year. So I don't know why people think it might have been easier to hit a number this year. And then lastly, but not least, and this is where I'm with Tim. We've been saying for months, nobody has money. It's not necessarily an indictment on Kuminga. Nobody can just say, let's go get Jonathan Kuminga for $22 million a year. Because if they sign... If they get Kuminga to sign an offer sheet, then they got to wait until the Warriors make a decision on whether or not they are going to match it. Meanwhile, the team that signs him to an offer sheet, they got to just sit there and wait, and they've got to they can't do anything while the Warriors make. If anybody who's watched restricted free agency for a long period of time, like, this is the way it goes. That's why, in a perfect world, you don't let it get to this point, but they did.
Okay, and I'm emotional because, hey, Tim, your point was proven. Steiny, you have one. I'm going past that. I'm going past the numbers. I'm assuming he's still a Warrior, and my fear is his role. I'm fearing he's going to stay here, and they still can't solve this role for Jonathan Kuminga.
What if they're talking about that? What if that's part of what they're talking about?
Then I'll feel better when we find that out. But I'm not. Oh, it hasn't happened. I'm so petrified that they can't let him go for anything and just walk. But if you do bring him back, and he plays on that 7.9. Let's talk about the nitty gritty. What's his role? And Steiny, we've been here for 3 hours, almost four. If, according to who you listen to, in the know, It doesn't look like that's been. That's what I want to hear about.
What?
His role. But can not, he coexist but, if he were to come back here for whatever number?
But nobody's going to be talking about that right now. Right in the smack dab in the middle of
the Well, if you're the Warriors,
agency.
You should.
Well, I don't know that
they're
not.
Lets me know if you if there's a role okay. for him or not.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the Warriors have talked to Kuminga about his role? I think they probably have. Like, I think those are discussions that are going on. And you know what? It may be like, hey, Jonathan.
I'm being real, Stoney. How would that go? Like, I'm being real. Like, how would that go? Because we're going to talk about your role, then the money, or the money, then your role.
It's all wrapped up. I mean, what if Kuminga's agent's saying, we're not coming back here if he's coming off the bench. He's just not. The only way he's coming back here, if he's coming off the bench, is he's signing the 7-9. And then he's walking
but
at the end of the year.
We control what you do. You can say all that, but right. We control what you're going to do.
No, they don't. You know, I mean, they do, but they don't. We'll talk. Right. That segment's brought to you by Honda of Vallejo.